An attack alarm can't be cancelled the same way you would cancel the burglar alarm. You can't call and say that it was a mistake. Even if you meet us in the driveway and say it was a mistake, the police will enter the house. We want to be sure that nobody's holding a gun to your husband's head or anything like that. So you use the attack alarm, obviously, only when there is real danger.
I understand.
It doesn't have to be a physical attack. It could be if someone is trying to break in or turns up in the garden or something like that. If you feel threatened in any way, you should set off the alarm, but use your good judgment.
I will.
I notice that you have golf clubs planted here and there around the house.
Yes. I slept here alone last night.
I myself would have checked into a hotel. I have no problem with you taking safety precautions on your own, but you ought to know that you could easily kill an intruder with a golf club. And if you did that, you would most probably be charged with manslaughter. If you admitted that you put golf clubs around the place with the intent of arming yourself, it could also be classified as murder.
If someone attacks me, chances are I do intend to bash in that person's skull.
I understand. But the point of hiring Milton Security is so that you have an alternative to doing that. You should be able to call for help, and above all, you shouldn't end up in a situation where you have to bash in someone's skull.
I'm only too happy to hear it.
And, by the way, what would you do with the golf clubs if an intruder had a gun? The key to good security is all about staying one step ahead of anyone who means you harm.
Tell me how I'm supposed to do that if I have a stalker after me.
You see to it that he never has a chance to get close to you. Now, we won't be finished with the installations here for a couple of days, and then we'll also have to have a talk with your husband. He'll have to be as safety conscious as you are.
He will be.
Until then, I'd rather you didn't stay here.
I can't move anywhere else. My husband will be home in a couple of days, but both he and I travel fairly often, and one or the other of us has to be here alone from time to time.
I understand, but I'm only talking about a couple of days until we have all the installations ready. Isn't there a friend you could stay with?
Berger thought for a moment about Blomqvist's apartment, but remembered that just now it was not such a good idea.
Thanks, but I'd rather stay here.
I was afraid you'd say that. In that case, I'd like you to have company here for the rest of the week.
Well,
do you have a friend who could come and stay with you?
Sure. But not at 7:30 in the evening if there's a nutcase on the prowl outside.
Rosin thought for a moment.
Do you have anything against a Milton employee staying here? I could call and find out if my colleague Suzanne Linder is free tonight. She certainly wouldn't mind earning a few hundred kroner on the side.
What would it cost exactly?
You'd have to negotiate that with her. It will be outside all our formal agreements. But I really don't want you to stay here alone.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
I didn't think you were, or you wouldn't have slept here last night. Suzanne Linder is also a former policewoman, and is only temporary. If we had to arrange for bodyguard protection, that would be a different matter. And it would be rather expensive.
Rosin's seriousness was having an effect. It dawned on her that here he was calmly talking of the possibility of there being a threat to her life. Was he exaggerating? Should she dismiss his professional caution? In that case, why had she called Milton Security in the first place and asked them to install an alarm?
Okay. Call her. I'll get the guest room ready.
It was not until after 10 p.m. that Figueroa and Blomqvist wrapped sheets around themselves and went to her kitchen to make a cold pasta salad with tuna and bacon from the leftovers in her fridge. They drank water with their dinner. Figueroa giggled.
What's so funny?
I'm thinking that Edplinth would be a little bit disturbed if he saw us right now. I don't believe he intended for me to go to bed with you when he told me to keep a close eye on you.
You started it. I had the choice of being handcuffed or coming quietly,
Blomqvist said.
True, but you weren't very hard to convince.
Maybe you aren't aware of this, though I doubt it. But you give off the most incredible sexual vibrations. Who on earth do you think can resist that?
You're very kind, but I'm not that sexy. But I don't have sex that often either.
You amaze me.
Really, I don't end up in bed with that many men. I was going out with a guy this spring, but it ended.
Why was that?
He was sweet, but it turned into a wearisome sort of arm-wrestling contest. I was stronger than he was, and he couldn't bear it. Are you the kind of man who'll want to arm-wrestle me?
You mean, am I someone who has a problem with the fact that you're fitter and physically stronger than I am?
No, I'm not. Thanks for being honest. I've noticed that quite a few men get interested, but then they start challenging me and looking for ways to dominate me, especially if they discover I'm a policewoman.
I'm not going to compete with you. I'm better than you are at what I do, and you're better than I am at what you do.
I can live with that attitude.
Why did you pick me up?
I give in to impulses, and you were one of them.
But you're an officer in Seppo, of all places, and we're in the middle of an investigation in which I'm involved.
You mean it was unprofessional of me? You're right. I shouldn't have done it. And I'd have a serious problem if it became known. Ed Clinth would go through the roof.
I won't tell him.
Very chivalrous.
They were silent for a moment.
I don't know what this is going to turn into. You're a man who gets more than his fair share of action, as I gather. Is that accurate?
Yes, unfortunately. And I may not be looking for a steady girlfriend.
Fair warning. I'm probably not looking for a steady boyfriend either. Can we keep it on a friendly level?
I think that will be best. Monica, I'm not going to tell anybody that we got together, but if we aren't careful, I could end up in one hell of a conflict with your colleagues.
I don't think so. Ed Clinth is as straight as an arrow, and we share the same objective, you and my people.
We'll see how it goes.
You had a thing with Lisbeth Salander, too.
Blomqvist looked at her.
Listen, I'm not an open book for everyone to read. My relationship with Lisbeth is none of anyone's business.
She's Zalachenko's daughter.
Yes, and she has to live with that. But she isn't Zalachenko. There's the world of difference.
I didn't mean it that way. I was wondering about your involvement in this story.
Lisbeth is my friend. That shall be enough of an explanation.